After a 5-year investigation into misconduct by Bush administration lawyers who authorized torture of U.S.-held prisoners, the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility has recommended no disciplinary action be taken. The inquiry focused on two Bush attorneys, John Yoo, who now teaches at the University of California, Berkeley, and Jay Bybee, now serving as a federal judge, originally recommended that state bar associations undertake a disciplinary review of the two men. But that recommendation was overruled by Associate Deputy Attorney General David Margolis, who stated that the two men had merely shown poor judgment and should not face disciplinary action. In a series of memos written in 2002, Yoo and Bybee provided legal cover to President Bush and Vice President Cheney to subject U.S.-held detainees to waterboarding and other harsh interrogation methods considered war crimes under the Geneva Conventions and U.S. law. During the inquiry, Justice Department investigators encountered serious obstacles, such as a large number of missing emails written by John Yoo and former Bush Attorney General John Ashcroft's refusal to cooperate. If the U.S. government refuses to hold officials who authorized torture accountable, Spanish Judge Baltazar Garzon, who indicted Chile's General Augusto Pinochet in 1998, is prepared to intervene. Garzon is conducting his own investigation of Yoo and Bybee based on the U.S. torture of Spanish citizens held at the American detention camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with David Cole, professor of law at Georgetown University, who assesses the Justice Department's investigation and considers the options for holding Yoo, Bybee, and other Bush administration officials accountable for torture.
The ethics office wrote a 250-page analysis of the Yoo and Bybee memos, concluding there was misconduct. Margolis wrote a 69-page memorandum arguing otherwise, concluding that it was a close question, but arguing otherwise. Technically, Eric Holder might have overruled him. It would have been tough. So, I mean, the one thing that Margolis does underscore is that, you know, this is not the final call. The final call is ours. It's the judgment of history, and I think that's right. The fact that these lawyers have not been referred for bar discipline doesn't take away our obligation, essentially, as citizens, to condemn what happened and to ensure that the judgment of history is that what these lawyers did was wrong and illegal and should never happen again.
There was a debate, I believe, several years ago where John Yoo was put on the spot about his feeling about torture in a very specific scenario where he was asked if the president had the authority to subject a detainee's son to having his testicles crushed in order to get the detainee father to talk, to spill the beans about whatever theoretically was at stake. And John Yoo said the president does have the power to do that. I'm sure there's some details there I'm lacking, but maybe you can just talk about the extremity of this guy's views that, you know, determined the policy of the Bush administration, or at least justified it legally during the Bush years.
Yeah, well, but you got it. That's what he said. And he said something quite similar to the Office of Professional Responsibility, and it's recounted in these reports. He said they asked him, you know, in your view, could the president order the massacre of a town, extermination of this of the population of a town, if he so chose? And John Yoo said, sure. And I think, you know, Yoo's position is that the president, as commander in chief, exercises literally uncheckable power. It cannot be checked by international law, by the laws of war, even by explicit congressional statutes. And he inserted this argument into the torture memo. The reason the torture memo was written is because there is a statute that Congress enacted that fulfills our obligations under the International Convention Banning Torture, which we were instrumental in drafting and getting other countries to sign, and we signed and ratified. And Congress then made it a crime to commit torture.
As you said before, our nation will be judged by history as to what we do to hold these men to account for what they've done in authorizing torture against international treaties the United States has signed, as well as our own domestic law here. What is our recourse after this Justice Department investigation recommended no disciplinary action. What can we do as a nation? What can Congress do?
Well, I mean, Congress can investigate and continue the investigation. One of the things about the Office of Professional Responsibility report is that they didn't have the authority to compel witnesses to testify. So the only people who testified before them and came to talk to them were people who agreed to. And many key people refused to participate in any way, including John Ashcroft, the Attorney General, David Addington, who was Dick Cheney's counsel, Tim Flanagan, who was the White House counsel, all of whom were very closely involved in all this and simply refused to participate. So there are also, mysteriously, John Yoo's emails from the critical time period when the memos were being drafted have allegedly disappeared without a trace. So the Judiciary Committees of both the House and the Senate could launch an investigation. The Intelligence Committees could launch an investigation. I think what we need is an independent commission along the lines of the 9/11 Commission, which would have the sufficient resources and the power to subpoena witnesses to really get the full story out. I think the Republicans obviously don't want it for obvious reasons, but the Democrats don't seem to want it either. President Obama has said we're going to look forward, not backward. And I think, you know, it's partly because he doesn't want to, you know, have his agenda hijacked. But I think it's also partly because of out of a fear of the Democrats that if they are perceived as going after those who broke the law in our name, they will be portrayed by people like Dick Cheney and John Yoo as caring more about terrorist rights than about our own security. Nothing could be further from the truth, but the Democrats are deeply afraid of that. And so the commission right now, I think, is a long shot, but things can change. You know, new information can come out. There can be things that might push for that. And I think at the end of the day, what we need is some form of official accountability. And in my view, an independent commission would be the best way to do that.
That was David Cole, professor of law at Georgetown University and author of The Torture Memos, Rationalizing the Unthinkable. Visit his website at torturememos.net.